Hello, everybody. We're back with another week. Another pluggables, because this is what we do. We get out of the way. Get pluggables out of the way.
We're on YouTube, Chill Vanilla Podcast. Like, subscribe, watch our videos if you miss the live episode. If you're watching on YouTube, we're live every Wednesday, 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. Twitch.tv/ChillVanilla5. We got all the socials and stuff. There's a big QR code. You just put your camera up and it'll link you to all of our junk. You know, if you're audio versions, anchor.fm/chillvanilla5. If you don't want to look at us, you can just listen
to our beautiful voices.
Like, subscribe, follow, whatever, depending on the platform you're on, and, you know, show your boy some love.
All the stuff and things. Yeah, exactly. Show us some love because we need
love
that shit.
Like Futuro.
Welcome back to the Chillin' Vanilla Podcast. Going to review, finally, even though we've been saying we're going to do this shit for, a month now. We will be reviewing, finally, the drumroll, quintessential quintuplets movie. Da-da-da.
The ending, yay! Finally.
It's the end of the shit.
To finish this shit.
Oh my god, yes, I have all the things to say about this shit. We're going to get into some hot heat. We might get in trouble. People might come attack us. We might get death threats, bro. We may get swatted type shit. Because I'm about to go hard in the fucking paint on this
one. Hurt some people's feelings.
Fucking for sure. Yep, our new normal, you know, animation, story, character development, plot development.
Shit. I don't even think we really need to go into the animation and all that good stuff. I mean, it's...
Animations,
it's about the same.
Yeah, roughly, yeah. Even though it's a whole fucking two... It's a Marvel-length movie.
Yeah, it was a...
The fuck?
A long watch.
It's basically like they just slapped, six episodes together and said, movie! I mean, I'm not mad at it. Yeah, I wasn't mad at it. I wasn't expecting it to be over 2 hours long. Because you're like, it's long as fuck. And I was like, hour 50 maybe. They almost said 2.5, chief. I was like, god damn.
They had to finish it all off.
True.
They left too much out there.
And they still left a bunch of shit out there. Even at the end of that bitch. Because they were like, you know what, fuck it. Let's just wrap it up with some bullshit nonsense. But yeah, we'll get to that.
Advance notice. Major spoiler warnings. 100%. Because there's no way to talk about this without
spoilers. Yeah, there's no way to talk about this without spoiling it. So if you don't want to watch spoilers, fuck out of here.
Go watch the show and then come back.
Yeah, come back and then, you know, see the whole, you know, shit on YouTube or wherever the fuck. Because, you know, pluggables, like and subscribe, be sure to smash that notification bell. Shit. But yeah, so I personally would like to get into character development because it irked me.
All right, good. Go, sir. Go.
A lot of it irked me. So I watched this yesterday, so it's still fresh in my mind. I've had time to mull it over, you know.
I've been mulling for months.
I'm sure. It is... Character development was weird. If I want to give, a 40,000-foot view of an emotion that it provides, weird. Just because a lot of characters do shit that they haven't done at all in two fucking seasons of the show. They just all of a sudden,
that's,
you know,
character
what?
Development.
You know, but there's development, gradual development, and then there's within the same time frame as the other two seasons, complete 180. And on the nose, I have changed because I am now like this now. I have learned the error of my ways.
You can't just be saying shit without examples and evidence.
I'm getting to that. So the stepdaddy for the Quints, right? So he's this stoic character. You expect him to be the super stoic character, right? He doesn't show emotion. He doesn't celebrate whenever they do good. He's just cool, whatever. Do better, basically, right? And I'm like, okay, cool.
You're doing what you should be doing.
Yeah, you're doing what you should be doing anyway. Why the fuck would I celebrate that, right? The whole thing with the mom where the last real meal that they had together with her past was pancakes. Well, you see that affects him. He's like, I don't fucking like pancakes, basically. Nino was a kid, she's like, oh my god, look, pancakes, just like how mom made them. And he's like, fuck out of here.
at peasant food, Eddie, boy.
And so she's all butthurt or whatever. They get back to the house. She's like, I knew I hated him. They get back to the house or whatever, and there's all this, like, all the supplies to, like, make pancakes as many as she wants to, like, practice it or whatever. And she's like, oh my god, he's always been there for me. All of a sudden, even though she absolutely hates him, it's like, come on, man.
And yeah, like, that was a little bit weird, and then
it was just forced. Yeah, like a lot of the stuff like that was very, very fucking forced. The realization that Itsuki has of, like, she's still dumb as shit, but she wants to be a teacher. So it's like, okay, makes sense. Not everybody that's like, you don't have to be or go to an Ivy League college to become a teacher. Not saying that there's anything wrong with that. There isn't. Like, but it's showing the fact that, like, she recognizes that she's human, which, honestly, out of all of them, she had the best fucking character arc. Like, plain and fucking simple.
Best character arc, but still bottom tier.
Yeah, pretty much. Thanks for the follow, Unlucky.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm just like, what even were they doing with this? It was such a rushed mess, you could tell, because, like, Yotsuba didn't really have any actual character development.
Well, so Nino didn't really have any actual character development.
Okay.
I could see him, like, changing his mind kind of, like, maybe at the end of the movie when they're all grown up more instead of kind of at the end of the school year.
Correct. That
because that
sense.
Would have been different. It would have been like, oh, now you're successful. I see you, you know.
Yeah, you've all gone out into the world and done shit with your lives, contrary to what I expected. Good job for all y'all following your hearts. That part made sense, right? But everything leading to that didn't make any fucking sense. They've never dated
a
dude. They're
still the same idiots.
Yeah, but it's like they've never dated a dude. And then all of a sudden here comes Futuro, and he's already, like, super sketched around him, like, hey, I don't fucking like you. Like, why are you near my daughters, basically, right? And so, like, you better keep it just tutor and student, otherwise I'm gonna light your shit up. Like, that kind of attitude. And then all of a sudden he's like, I'm not gonna be able to finish these pancakes by myself. Come on over, bud. Like, we're best bros now, dog. And I was like, what?
You want to share this pancake with some of this sticky syrup?
Yeah, exactly. And I'm like, I mean, I didn't say I didn't like pancakes, Batman, first off. Also, welcome. But yeah, especially the super fluffy Japanese pancakes that they'd be making. Oh my god. That shit was so good.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Those are the ones you slap with a spoon. You're like, who's your daddy?
But yeah, the... I don't know, man. There's just so much going on that they kept... And then the bouncing between thing with, like, trying to keep track of character arcs. Like, bouncing between, like, when they finally see him and he's gonna make his decision. And then he's a dick because he's like, I'm gonna string all of y'all along as long as possible. And I'm gonna be like, I like all of you. Like, what?
I like all of you. What he should have done.
Just to piss everyone off, like, yes, like, marry them all.
No,
whatever.
That would have made me happy. I'd have been like, smart man.
Marry every single one of them.
there was only three, okay, there was only three correct options.
100%.
Miku,
yep.
Nino, or yep. All of them. That's it. Those are the only three options that were acceptable.
Well, remember whenever we talked about lists, I was like, or like, where we ranked all of them, I was like,
yeah.
Like, Yotsuba's, like, number four, dog. Like, yeah, especially after...
Yotsuba was five for, like,
until Ichika did her bullshit.
Two,
yeah.
Yeah, Ichika pissed me off. But...
Yeah, once Ichika did her bullshit, then she got bumped down to, like, dead last. And so, yeah, but I was like, Yotsuba's in... She's not even top three, chief. No way.
Yeah, so, yeah, how they went through, like, the switching between each... all their different perspectives for the days, it was a little bit hard to keep up with.
That was a pain.
I didn't even realize that's what they were doing until, like...
The third one, yep.
I was like, oh, shit, they keep going back.
Yeah, like, there wasn't any clear... Like, of course you get, like, the vantage point scenario or whatever, like, oh, it's the same story being told from blah, 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 right? All these different angles. Cool, sure, not a problem. There are so many better ways to do it than how the fuck they did that shit. It was so bad. And again, we're probably gonna have people... Anybody that actually watches this and actually gives a shit. We're going to have people watch that shit. We're going to have people sit there and be like, oh, well, you know, you understand that they had a very limited amount of time. No, the fuck they didn't. They could have done an entirely new season. Hours. Yeah, it was 2.5 hours. You had plenty of time for that shit. Like, so you dragged the shit on to where the entire first hour and a half was that. And then all of a sudden you just rushed everything else to get to the point of like, well, okay, we're at the wedding now.
They added a bunch of unnecessary shit too that I really feel like some of it I get. Okay, like the one that I'm like, okay, you could have kept that out was like Futuro's like childhood friend that showed up. And I get where it came from because they're like, oh, explaining where Futuro kind of got his drive from. But they could have done that in like season one or two. It didn't even need 100%. To be all the way at the
end. They could have done that shit in season two whenever they actually like started. A quick
10-minute thing.
Well, because in season two, they start realizing, oh, he had like a bad boy side or whatever when he was younger, right? So whenever they'll find out. So that would have been, that would have made a lot more sense to do the flashback then. And then especially towards the end of season two, whenever they show Homegirl, of which never see again, right? Because it's Itsuki. So it's like,
it's always funny watching him get jealous, though.
Yes. And I'm like, why are you jealous, dog? Nah, it's too late. You lost. You lost the fucking Yotsuba. Yeah. She literally didn't do anything. And then
The other one I was worried, like, their biological, the quintuplet's biological dad showing up. Oh, yeah. I was like, it's late for that, Chief.
I called that so far back when they were like, oh, he's coming. And I was like, it's the bio dad, 100%. That they're going to, of course, not forgive. And so it's not like, you know, stepdad has any competition like with this dude.
Put him in the story better. Like, I feel like back in like season one-ish, two-ish, when they were kind of fighting with their stepdad, yeah. I feel like that's when they could have probably brought him in to make more tension with the scenario.
Yeah.
But at the point when they brought him in, it was kind of just like, just a waste of 10, 15
minutes.
That's
what I mean by it being garbage storytelling, just like you said. Perfect. They could have brought his ass in during that whole spat that they were having with the them and the dad and them moving out of the fucking loft and all that shit. Yeah, right?
They moved out of the condo or whatever it was.
And then all of a sudden they bump into, Bio Dad at the store or some shit, right? Out shopping like Futuro, and it's like, oh, I see you met a boy. Who the fuck are you? Oh, I'm your dad. What? And then there's this big climactic, like, who's it gonna be? Who are you gonna choose whenever the winner comes to the movie? That would have been dope. Instead, they were like, let's shoehorn this motherfucker in this bitch for all of a smooth 5 minutes and then be like, all right, deuces, he's gone.
Just to get burned out of the...
Yeah.
Had a Itsuki come out there and like, don't even know who we are, bitch.
Yeah, whole ass, I don't even know who you are. That ass. Before I got Thanos. Yeah,
those are the only things I love the show. The show's overall, the story's good. It's just the movie felt a little...
The movie was
in certain spots.
I hold the movie akin to Jujutsu Kaisen Zero. It's just a cash grab. It was a, you know what? Yeah. People want to end this story, or we're gonna stop leaving shit up to suspense and like take all the fun out of it, as far as the suspense portion, and just punch you smack in the jaw with the forced narrative that we're gonna shove down your throat. Like just rip the jaw and it's absolutely ridiculous.
I liked how the thing I liked about the movie was it was, in my opinion, it was pretty like. Well, when like they were all basically kissing him, except Itsuki, like they were showing all their perspectives, and then each one of them kissed him.
Yeah.
Each time I was like, well, shit, now they're just making it even harder. So I did like that. That was a good kind of teaser.
That was a cool little teaser.
Well, I mean, shit, if I was Futuro and Miku did that kind of shit,
e-girl.
it'd have been a different story on that rooftop. That's all I can say.
Like I said, she would have been a pregnant quintuplet in this bitch. Time for this shit. Thanks for the follow, Insufferable.
Oh, should I miss that one?
Oh, you're missing it. Terrible.
I'm just not paying attention. I'm so busy. I got distracted by the thinking about the scene with Miku.
I figured you get distracted by the show with Nino. I was like, what?
Well, shit hurts too, bro.
That show was wild. Like, ma'am, please.
And then, well, it's Ichika was like doing it, and I was like, no, slap that bitch.
Yeah, exactly. Get that bitch out of here. We don't need none of that.
And then Yotsuba did too, and I was like, no, irrelevant. Get her out of here.
Yeah, right. It was like, Yotsuba's cool people. Like, she'd be a dope ass friend, but nah, right? Like, just because she's super spacey, like, all the time. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, it was like, oh no, she's actually got a really big heart, and, you know, we got to take care of her.
That's always been her character. Exactly. She's had the big heart.
And, she's the jock with the big heart. And it's like, okay, cool, you're a jock with a big heart. That's awesome. That's great. You're a dope-ass character all around. I enjoyed Yotsuba's character. And then they were just like, hey, by the way, yeah, Futo's going to choose her. No ifs, ands, or buts. No, it wasn't even a surprise because we already knew he was chasing the person that he basically went on a kid date with supposedly 5 years prior. So,
was it five?
Yeah, it's supposed to be 5 years prior.
I forgot how old they were on me.
They were like 10. Yeah. It looked like they were like 7, but they were like 10.
Yeah, whatever.
I'm like,
duh. Yeah, either way, if you haven't figured it out yet, dumbass Futuro, and I will, nobody can convince me otherwise, 100%. Dumbass picked fucking Yotsuba.
Yep.
The biggest bullshit I have ever seen. This writer can go through himself for doing that to us.
Like the,
I will hear no objections. Support.
again, Yotsuba, great character. Not who I would expect and not really deserving of the
best girl.
Yeah, again, she didn't do any actual work towards it. I guess that's where they were going with that. Like, oh, she wasn't forcing her love on Futuro, but it's like at the same time, that was the whole Sheboygan. Like, Itsuki wasn't fucking forcing her love on Futuro. But she was a damn good contender for, like,
well,
who
she,
he decided
to. She was kind
to.
Of the next one where I was like, I don't think she'll get picked either because they kind of slowly pulled her away from the more romantic.
That was
she
the problem.
Became
it was
more
like,
of the
yeah,
mom.
Exactly. That's what irritated me was that, like, they just went, hey, she for sure.
Itsuki was the mom. Yotsuba was the child.
Exactly.
And then Miku and Nino and Ichiko were kind of the love interests.
Yeah.
That I felt were the true love interests.
Exactly. I was like, it's going to be one of them. And absolutely last resort, it will be Itsuki. But Yotsuba was not even in the running for that.
Yeah. Futuro was just a little bitch.
Sure, the follow Colonel.
Can't convince me otherwise.
But yeah, I'm like,
bitch.
Yeah. I was like, that's okay, sure. Like, I don't see it. Even at the wedding, like,
yeah,
there was no, like, chemistry there. So it was like, okay,
it upsets me.
Yeah, there was zero chemistry. There was so much chemistry between him and Miku. Like, that shit was
cute as fuck. Like,
when they
did the dates, when they finally announced it, and then he picked her at the end of the festival, and then they did their, like, date thing.
Yeah.
It was just, it's like, no, they have no, yeah. I don't think they got chemistry. Like,
they don't. Him Miku and Yotsuba have zero chemistry. I mean, him and Miku have.
Miku's best girl just because Miku's best girl, but I think Nino probably had the best chemistry with him as far as, like, just all the things they had been through. The arguments, the fighting, the.
True.
The fake cousin of his and that yeah. Scary episode. And,
shit was
like, just all that shit. It's like they've been through the motorcycle rides and shit, and she was the first one to confess. I was like, she's got the best.
She had the greatest
romantic relationship with him.
Yeah, she had the most character development as well as the most in-depth relationship with him once she told him that she had feelings for him. And she didn't have to tell him. She chose to tell him. Twice.
Yeah, exactly.
Because his dumb ass didn't hear on the bike. So.
Yeah. That's still pretty
funny. Yeah, I'm like.
Yeah, best
I'm
character.
Like, she had the greatest, most expansive, most diverse character development out of every single one of them, and it's like, fuck that. And then same with Miku. Yeah, same with Miku. She had an outstanding character arc. She went from, like, super shy and mousy and, like, hella reclusive to standing up for herself to, hey, I don't know how to do this thing, so instead of me just being like, I'm not even gonna fucking attempt it, I'm gonna get
just
really
the fact
fucking
that
good at
when
it.
When she,
like,
basically mounted Futuro and kissed him is, like,
yeah,
that's not even in her personality. So it's like,
correct.
It's obvious, like, that was growth for her to actually kind of.
Yeah, to step out of her shell and go, no, I'm going to fight for you because I love you and I want to be with
you.
And I was like, okay, I see it. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, like her and Nino 1000% had the best character arc. Like, Itsuki was pretty predictable of like, I hate you, or like oil and water, but at the same time, like, you're pretty, I don't know what it is, I just have feelings all of a sudden.
Yeah, you know, hers was kind of, she's like the only one who didn't kiss him though, which I was like, that's fine, because it didn't fit either.
Exactly, it made sense as to why they didn't kiss, right? And right. So that was Ichika's something.
Just the bitch that's trying to backstab everyone.
Exactly. But bitch, go do some acting.
Not for that. Yeah, go get you. Yeah,
go get you another movie.
Get out of here. When he confessed to Yotsuba that he picked her, and then she started running away, I was like, yes, keep running, get out of there.
Keep running, you fast motherfucker.
Yeah, don't come back.
Oh my god. Yeah, she was like,
good choice.
She goes, why did you pick me? What? Nah.
She's like, why'd you pick me? All my sisters are better for you. And it's like, yes, you are correct.
Yeah, as she somebody was, knows. As she was saying the shit, I was waiting for him to be like, absolutely correct, but like
absolutely. Alright, let me go pick someone else. Please. Dude, I think oh after god. He picked Yotsuba, dude, I was just jaw dropped. Because when the first scene that happened was, I think it was Miku walking into Nino's room. So that means he didn't pick either one of those. And I was like,
yeah, I saw that. Well, and I was like, this is bullshit. No.
I already knew I was going to be pissed after that.
Yeah, I was like, once I saw her fucking open the door and walk in, I was like, oh no, bro.
Well, it was that first 5 seconds of like, oh, he picked Nino, the door open. Yeah. And then it was Miku. And I was like, okay, so now neither one of them got picked. Now I'm mad.
Yeah, 100%.
It's going to be one of the three that I don't want.
I was like, well, I knew it wasn't going to be Ichika. Be that for a fact. And I was like, well, maybe they do the thing where it's like, Itsuki? Nah, they wouldn't do
that. I
would
have been okay, you know, with Itsuki. Like, I wouldn't have been upset. I would have disagreed, but I wouldn't have been upset.
I would have been like, okay, it's sure, right?
I mean, she didn't have the chemistry with him, but at the same time, she was okay.
Yeah.
I could have seen it like as like a, I don't know. They had more chemistry in the beginning of the show, and then it kind of faded off. So I could have kind
honestly,
of seen
it. Honestly, I liked their growth together because she basically became part of the family more than any other of the sisters.
That's kind of where I could see, okay, maybe then.
Yeah, that's exactly in. And that's why she was still like kind of top three. Because of that shit. It was because like she's pretty much already part of the family. His actual sister calls her big sister already, so
yeah.
I was like, okay, well she's constantly over at his place knowing he's poor as fuck. She's always over there, and I'm like, okay, well she's looking past his quote unquote issues, right? So it's like, alright, well then obviously they're gonna be together, right? No. They were like, nope, here's what we're gonna do. Everything that you thought, fuck that shit. Like
Ryder, the quintuplets just gave everyone a big middle finger with this ending.
100%, Doug. Because I'm sitting here, I was watching it on my computer, I was watching it, I was like, okay. And he's like, I choose you. And she's like, you fucking what? Like,
so how far did you throw your phone?
You know, it wouldn't have gone very far. I just kind of, I paused it and I walked off to go piss. So I was just like, I don't even know if I want to finish this. Like,
that's how I felt, dude. I think I verbalized that too when I was watching. It's like, I don't want to finish this. I'm done.
Yeah, it's like, I, you know,
fuck this.
I was like, clearly you don't give a fuck. So cool. But like the thing that irritated me more, just as a quick aside, that way we can get through our normal category story development. As you see,
not we've a already fan. Been bitching.
It's
about story
it's that's just tied into character development on this one because. A lot of it doesn't make any sense. And then animation, we can sum that up in one word. Same. If you don't know what we mean by same, go back to the season one episode.
Check out the other episodes. Not really relevant for this.
Yeah, not really relevant for this, but yeah. Back to what I was saying. So the pacing, strange. The revelations, strange. The fucking wedding itself made no goddamn sense because, like, every single one of the sisters is crying as he's, like, picking them accurately, right? And then it gets to Yotsuba. Yeah, she's just like,
it's like,
she's like,
hi. So why not marry all of them? Shit.
Yeah, like they're all like, oh my god, that's so sweet.
Because the whole basis behind their story is you can distinguish them because of love.
Correct.
So it's like, okay, so you're telling me because you can distinguish all of them, like it'd be different if he could just pick out Yotsuba. That's the only one he could figure exactly. out. But it's like, he can figure out all of them. So it's like, so you love all of them. How awkward is Thanksgiving going to be for, well, they don't probably, they don't do that in Japan, but. How awkward is it going to be the rest of your life to, which would have been no matter what. That's why the correct answer is all of them, but because.
They would have never done that. Like, they forcibly broke up the.
That's what my soul tells me is the right
They forcibly broke up the harem because they were like, we got to end it on a nice, cool, sweet note and tie it in a nice, neat little bow. Except the bow was too short, so they couldn't make the bow, and it wasn't neat because it got crumpled up in the fucking process of getting from point A to point B. That's how irritated I am with that shit. I'm just like, Dice, please.
Plus side for Futuro, for the follow is he artistic. Has four other options if things don't work
out. Yeah, I know. Like, he's like, well, Yotsuba was a hit and a miss. What's going on over there, fucking Miku? Like, you know, they're all sitting there frothing at the mouth.
You can't fucking cook worth a shit. Where's your sister?
Right? So I thought about that too whenever I got done watching the movie. I was like, we've never seen her attempt to cook. Oh yeah, shit! Just
run.
Yeah, like she's just incredibly athletic. Like the stamina.
But I guess they got money, so they can just do whatever.
Oh, for sure. Like,
but yeah, dude.
It's just like, come on.
You know what really grinds my gears?
I hate this stories shit. That are really good. Like I have never.
Yeah.
It's very rare for me to like just keep tapping next on a fucking show, right? And not be like, all right, I'm gonna cut myself off after like two or three episodes. Very rare for me to continuously watch the shit. I blew through season one. I blew through season two. After the movie, and I was like, what the fuck's Agus one?
Like, son of a bitch.
Yeah, and then it got to the bullshit of him and his revelation.
They basically, the best way I can describe it is the Game of Thrones this shit. Yeah. Like, amazing like, show. I love the story. I was into all the characters. And then they screwed it at the end.
Yep.
Just completely screwed it. You know that meme where the drawing of the beautiful horse and then the end
yes,
looks like a
real yes, exactly. That shit. That's exactly
what this is.
Yep. Yeah, it makes sense.
Still not over it to this day. And just talking about it now has brought it back up to the top.
It's not on Soul Eater levels of irritation and just straight rage. As far as the ending is concerned, garbage. Bravery, you can fuck off. But it's up there. It's a not too distant second for that shit. Cause that'll forever top my irritation at the ending of a show. Like, the overall experience was okay. Like, the animation's been okay. You know, the entire time the character development in some instances was actually really fucking good, and in others. The concept.
There were some glitches at the end, but overall, it was good.
The concept to me, as far as like a negative, is they kept showing these dudes that he became friends with, Futaro became friends with. They kept showing Sparkly dude and the other dude, right? Sparkle. Fucking goddamn Sparkles, yeah. Fucking Edward Cullen's wannabe great value fucking wish.com looking. But yeah, so they keep showing them, right? And then, like, in his dream, they show them at the wedding, right? They never got into that. They never got into who the fuck they found or started dating or that they married on themselves. Like, they're all supposed to be best friends. Why do we not go into that? And it's like, they're side characters. Yes, but...
I don't care about them.
I cared about them. They were interesting characters as far as, like, Futuro was a very stoic individual and then... All of a sudden, he has friends, right? And so it's like, oh, cool. They look past that and see that he can be human, and he does human shit. Okay, cool. Like, I like that aspect. They're very distant supporting characters, but they're close enough to where it's like, okay, it makes the world seem a little more human and not so focused on solely him and the Quints. Like, it pulls it back a little bit, you know?
I guess.
Yeah, the overall for me, If I'm going to score this motherfucker, I'm going to give it a solid for the movie. I'll give my rating
movie
for the
alone.
Okay. Yeah, movie alone, and then I'll give my overall for the series. Right. For the movie, I'm going to give it a 6. The weird bouncing between timelines thing, poorly executed. The lack of introduction of their bio dad until literally 35 minutes before the end of the fucking movie. Dumb as shit. The terrible fucking character development at the very end there. The very awkward pacing. The
terrible ending.
Yeah, the terrible ending, the awkward pacing, trying to get everything to get to that point. It was like somebody was just like dragging along the plot, like, please. You know? And it, yeah, like the good things, Neo and her character development, the fact that her and Miku open up their own little cafe, the fact that Itsuki did end up becoming a teacher like she wanted to. She met her dream, although it sucked because we didn't get to see her celebrate that achievement. That was something that would have been dope. To be like, hey, here's where they are. Here's where they all are now. Say that 10 times fast.
It did kind of in just a quick.
Yeah, like
the bakery. But, oh, I'm a teacher. Oh,
yeah,
I'm
just like, bing, 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 bing. Okay, cool. There we go. It was like rapid fire, 10 seconds. And they were like, okay, they're all rich and successful and powerful and cool. And oh, yeah, okay, wedding time. Like, instead of, I would have liked to have seen, even if it was like 2 minutes, just like a quick snip at like them getting to that point, right? Them sitting there and actually, Ichigo, as much as like she can fuck off, her getting that big role that led her to Hollywood, right? Itsuki.
Yeah.
That her checking her score and being super nervous about it, opening the letter and being like, congratulations, you passed your final test to become a teacher, whatever the fuck, right? That would have been dope. Yotsuba doing some like decathlon or some shit and coming in first, because that's all she really does, is just extremely ridiculous in sports. That would have been dope. Fucking, and then Miku and Nino, whenever they finally, the first day that they open their cafe and it's just all the rage in the town or whatever the fuck. That would have been, I would have loved to see that shit, and then them still sit there and be like, but as we've always said, we're one piece of a whole or whatever the fuck, so we're always going to come back together because we're sisters, and then them come back together at the wedding. That's fucking sensational fucking ending for me. I wouldn't even be able to look past the whole Yotsuba shit if they would have done that, because it would have been, hey, where are they now? Before the wedding. Like, there's a little bit of depth added there at the end, instead of it just being a super vapid, like, okay, they all have fucking cool jobs and shit now, okay, bye. Like, I just, as far as overall, I give it an 8. It's a good 8. 7.5 to 8. I'll give it an 8, though. I'll lean it towards the 8 because of the fact that, again, there are a lot of really, really, really good things. A lot of things that they do really well. There's some things in portions of the overall package that are just complete ball drops. Like, absolute ball drops.
Yeah. I'm speechless. I will say one thing before I do all the summary stuff. It was kind of weird after the wedding when they were all trying to pick a honeymoon location. It's like, so are you doing the harem or not?
Thank you. I'm like, wait, y'all are married now. Are we just going to continue the harem as if nothing changed here or what? Like,
what's my sister's is mine. What's mine is my sister's too.
Dropped on draws, Futuro. Look at that.
I'm sure there's some stuff on the internet that.
Oh my god, as the saying goes, Rule 34, Chief. Like,
yeah. Either way, kind of like you said, movie was a little jumpy in some spots, some unnecessary stuff, but overall, I like all the characters. The story overall is a good story.
Yeah.
I don't agree shit the bed with the at ending. The
end. Yeah. Good story. Shit itself at the end. Like.
Yeah. Yeah, the movie was, I think, 7 out of 10 for me. Like I said, just a few jumpy things that kind of brought it down, and then the ending kind of dropped a whole point. If it would have been Ichiki, the movie would have been like a fucking 4, because that would have pissed me off, because she's a bitch. But Yeah, I agree with you on overall, though. Overall show would have been, it's 8. It's yeah. a good, it's, like I said,
it's a good hearty watch. There are parts that if you're an emotional person, you're going to be like, oh, my God. There's parts that, like, you just go, you stupid bitch. Like,
what are you doing? Yeah, it pulls you in directions, which is always good
writing. Like, it's a good roller coaster. That's why I was so disappointed with the movie. Like, they did season 1 and 2. Beautiful. Just sensational work, man. And then they got to the movie and they went, hey, is that a bed over there? Better take a shit in it. Like, God.
All right.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Oh, shit. Is that Johnny over there? But yeah. Great, like, show
with such disappointment. And I just... I can't hate on... Okay. I can't hate on Yotsuba as hard as I would hate on Ichika. Like I said, I disagree with Yotsuba. She was number 4.
Yeah.
But
full on number 4.
The fact that she was a nice character and a really good person, okay.
Yeah. I understood the concept of she was the most well-rounded personality out of all of them. But
most irrelevant romantically. Good character, but most relevant romantically.
100%. Even whenever they were both like, yeah, I love you, and yeah, I love you too, it was like, okay, we'll figure that out later.
It's the twist nobody expected. It's like, no, it's nobody wanted it.
Yeah, it's not that nobody expected it, exactly. Nobody really wanted it. It was like, there's so many other options out there. We know that she was the girl that he sat there when on the date whenever they were kids. We know that. We've known that for a while now. That doesn't mean that she had to be the one for him to marry. Like, that's just laziness. As if he didn't have emotion for fucking Miku.
You're wrong.
Yeah, if you wanted Yotsuba and you were like, oh yeah, she's gotta win this, the fuck were you watching? Like, she whole ass wasn't even the focus of a lot of shit. She flat out wasn't in some episodes, if I'm not mistaken. Like, except briefly, like, towards the end of them. Mm-hmm. So it's like, It doesn't make sense whatsoever. Like, it's enough shitting on the show. It's a good show overall. Just that movie. Yeah, it's just You see something so good, you watch something so good, and then you see it fly too close to the sun, and you're, damn, dog. Like, like, damn.
I'm just gonna live my life pretending that didn't happen.
Pretty much. I'm gonna pretend that the movie doesn't exist and that Miku won, obviously, because, duh, right? Like, Miku's best girl. But yeah, I believe that's going to do it. Pluggables time. Yeah, my God.
If you made it this far, thanks a lot. YouTube, Chill Vanilla Podcast, that's where you can catch all the episodes you missed. If you're on YouTube and you want to catch us live and chat with us, we're nice people, we talk to you if you say stuff. twitch.tv/chillvanilla5, 7:30 Central Standard Time every Wednesday, unless we say otherwise,
right?
So join us, hang out, listen to our amazing opinions. Audio versions, anchor.fm/chillvanilla. If you want to make it really easy, just hit the QR code on the screen. If you're listening on audio, go to a YouTube video and hit the QR code. And chill with your boys.
Indeed. There is, before we head out of here, I want to make an announcement. I am having surgery. About mid-April. So we won't be streaming. However, there will be episodes. We'll be having the follow episodes. Yeah, we'll have episodes up on YouTube. They'll be pre-recorded, obviously, because, you know, your boy got to do the whole healing thing and whatnot, so I can come back and y'all can hear this beautiful voice live. Somebody's
a little bitch with a bad back.
Hey, man, look, sometimes you fucking blow out 2 discs in your back, and
the doctor's got to go in there. I didn't mean to blow your back out.
Hey, man, look, you know, sometimes you just get a little rough, bro, you know? Be gentle, dog.
I thought you liked it that way, yeah. We have a safe word, you know.
It's too long. Yeah, we'll probably be back live. I'm going to be optimistic and say 4 to 5 weeks afterwards. If not, then it'll probably be 6 at a minimum before we're back live.
Either way, we'll have
social. Yeah, we'll still have content up. Yeah, you'll still see. Yeah, you'll still see all of our shit on the interwebs because, you know, it's awesome like that. Yeah, with that, we're going to go into
that. Is all.
Yep, we're going to get the fuck out of here.
If you made it this far and you got spoiled, then I'm sorry, but.
Yeah, if you made it this far and
you haven't watched it, then
you haven't watched it, that's fucking unfortunate for you. But honestly, we might have saved you the headache of not watching the movie.
Saved you some emotional trauma. Yeah,
saved you 2 hours and 16 minutes of the movie. That way you could just enjoy the greatness that is season 1. Just saying. So, yeah, we're going to go ahead and get out of here. We'll catch y'all next week. Peace.
Yeah, there.